underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants. I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. Jack left town.
I can't use Kung Fu for about 3 months.
Because if this one doesn't scare you, you're already dead. From the gates of hell, they have finally come.
Chartreuse! The only liquor so good they seem to color after.
I'm telling you straight. It's my way or the highway. So anybody wants to walk, do it now.
You kids shouldn't play so rough. Somebody's gonna start crying.
We've got entirely too many troublemakers here.
They use the satanic power of their bodies to turn men and women into their blood slaves.
I will never forgive your ass for this shit. This is some fucked up Republican shit.
Bruce Lee is gone. From the gates of hell, they have finally come.
Never underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Oh, my poor darling. Can you forgive me for having brought you to this terrible place?
Of course, Mama.
Are you gonna bark all day, little doggy? Or are you gonna bite?
All right, so we're back and we watched a few movies.
Yeah, a variety pack of movies.
Shoot. I can't remember what I watched Friday after, or Friday, you know, when I...
Brain brought lamb chop in here.
What did we watch Friday?
I'm trying to think.
Oh, yeah, no. Oh. I don't know what the first one. We watched that new, I think, I don't even know, the Double X movie. Didn't we talk about that already?
Yeah, I think we did.
Oh, okay. Well, forget. Okay, we watched what we watched last night. Finally got my 88 Films release Blu-ray of Amok.
Which was not what I thought it was at all.
It was what I thought it was.
I thought it was a horror movie.
But transfer compared to whatever, you know, whatever else is out there is quite amazing. It looks...
Steve gets to see very young Barbara Boucher in all her glory.
Rosalba.
And Rosalba.
Neri in a slow motion nude caressing scene.
Yeah, Steve really enjoyed that. And a very, although he wasn't in this movie, but gay acting Farley Granger.
Well, he was with those chicks. When people, guys like that wear that Ascot or whatever, that kind of almost
makes you look gay. He was like, or he was acting like Shakespeare or something. He was like,
I guess he was a writer, but they lived on
this. But he was kind of flamboyant.
They lived on this island thing, and then Barbara Boucher's coming there because her sister was their secretary and disappeared, and so she's going in undercover to find out what happened. But and then wackiness ensues, like I was saying, a lot of sexual, and there's actually a song called Sexuality, isn't there?
Yeah, it kept going.
Sexuality.
So, and who was the guy? Who was that dude? Was he like the handyman or something?
I guess he lived on the island, but yeah, something like that. But anyway, I won't go any further. But
yeah, we don't want.
If you're fans of Euro Trash, I think this is pretty up there.
Yeah, that's Euro Trash.
But it's I liked it. Watched a little bit of the interview with Rosalba Neri, and of course she's an old woman, man. She was in her 30s when she was doing all this, while these other actresses were in their 20s. So, but yeah, I liked it. So
man, I'm getting hungry for barbecue. Yeah. Watching this barbecue thing.
Yeah. They're just throwing, I mean, like 50 pounds of cheese on it, too.
I know, but then my jalapenos. God.
I would, you're just talking about death. Now he's putting seasoning on it.
Is that crushed red peppers?
Anyway, oh, these are nachos, but still, it's like a bunch of, probably a pound
it's of barbecue nachos, I guess.
Pork, yeah. That's in Memphis.
Okay, we better get back to the movies. Anyway, we got on a tangent.
A tangent, is Dana. What the hell did I watch before this? What did I watch before that, Dana?
You watched the X-Men movie.
No. Like Saturday.
Oh, Saturday.
Before we watched that. Because that was an early night because I stayed up too late Friday and then I can't get away with that.
I was out. Steve hurt himself.
Hurt myself.
Well, I mean, you made yourself feel like crap.
Oh, yeah, well. Yeah, you can't even stay up late.
And then he went to the gym on Saturday and, like,
well, I mean,
made himself hurt.
No, I didn't hurt. My butt hurt. I think that was from painting and stuff.
Oh, Steve did some painting, too.
But anyway, I'll figure it out. I have a note of it. But as Dana said, I watched X-Men Apocalypse again today because just need some goofy movie to watch. And I still like it. I liked it better than Days of Futures Past.
I didn't think it was supposed to be goofy.
Well, I mean, it's just a superhero movie, but I liked it.
I figured out now how Professor X got bald.
Yeah. apparently.
And how he ended up in the wheelchair.
Well, he got in the wheelchair in the first movie when he got shot in the spine.
Oh, well, I thought he wasn't in the wheelchair during...
Well,
part of this.
No. Maybe. Well, he wasn't, but that was inside his mind.
Oh, I see.
But Dana had never seen the Spinal Tap.
This is Spinal Tap. And please, people, do not condemn me because I haven't seen it. And don't condemn me because I thought it was based on a real band. Well, shows you how much I know.
I'm sure it was based on a real band.
It was based on a collection of bands. Cause,
and what was that other movie that you said you hadn't seen? I forgot what that was. Was it another comedy, maybe? I don't know. But, yeah, I hadn't seen this in forever, so it was, you know. And then as we went on, I would remember some of the bits. And stuff.
Steve was like, "This is, you gotta watch this. This is funny."
But the DVD, I guess if it's out on Blu-ray, I have the DVD somewhere. I gotta find it because they have the commentary with them, and they're playing the band doing the commentary, and even the menus are funny because I stuck it in there one time and they were just going on because they were. I guess at some point they pressed a button and it made everything small and. So, I mean, and this, of course, was over 20 years later. They did do a reunion thing on, and they were going to do another movie, but it ended up being on TV.
Uh-huh.
And, but I never got to, I have it on VHS somewhere, probably, but it was on there online, but didn't have any links.
No extras things either.
I didn't play. They were they were just music videos.
Oh, okay.
They actually played music videos on MTV when this came out, because this came out in like 83.
And it has Jamie Lee Curtis's husband on it, Christopher Guest. Yeah.
So,
Steve wanted to argue with me about whether Christopher Guest.
He didn't sound British to me, so I mean,
he's British American.
Well, whoopee.
And he's...
I was like,
he's Lord.
Canadian. Yeah, and I mean, if I think about it, I kind of remember something when he was... something.
He's
about,
Lord, and Jamie Lee Curtis is a lady.
But, you know, anyway.
She's Lady Hayden Guest, or whatever they call that.
I don't know. Hayden Guest is his real last name?
I think so.
Well, that makes
more sense. I think it's like Christopher Hayden Guest.
That makes more sense.
And he's Lord Hayden Guest, and she's Lady Hayden Guest.
Yes, Dana. Okay. So. But I guess, I think I heard that they got together because she thought he was funny.
Well, he was certainly funny in this movie.
Well, I like a lot of his movies he makes. You ain't seen them, but you seen Best in Show. I got that on DVD.
Mm-mm.
About a dog show.
No, I guess I need to see
it. And then Waiting for Guffman is pretty good. I have that on VHS somewhere. It's where they're trying to do like a play about a town. It's pretty funny. So he does all these mockumentaries, but they're really good. I think there's supposed to be one he did for Netflix. I can't remember.
Like an original for Netflix?
Yeah. But trying to see. I watched a little bit of Bolero last night with Bo Derek, but God, that is just awful. It's worse than I remember.
When was that? I don't remember watching that.
You're probably in there with the rats.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
And I was painting. And I just got done painting. I was going to set for a while. It's not a... it's on Blu-ray, but I mean, golly. It's just like...
Is it an awful movie, too? Or just it looked awful? So.
No, it looked good. But it looked okay. But it's just... And it's just...
It's probably just a Bo Derek vehicle.
At one point, I guess she's graduating college. But at this... I mean, she does not look like a... She looks young, but she don't look like she's in college. She looks like she's in her late 20s at the least, if not maybe 30. Mm. So it doesn't make it. And then George Kennedy's her chauffeur.
George Kennedy.
I mean, it's just weird stuff. And there's one scene where they're licking honey. Somebody's licking honey off her belly.
Uh-huh.
And her belly's like bunching up and smacking them in the face.
Did her husband make that
Yes.
Honey?
But...
He just wanted to put her in a bunch
Well, I mean, I like looking at her tits.
A lot of guys like looking there. Evidently, she's still got a pretty good body.
Well, her face doesn't look too bad. I mean, obviously she's older, but these women know how to keep the wrinkles away by surgery or by some kind, or Botox, something.
Or eating healthy or something.
Oh, I ain't figured that out. But.
Well, I ain't either.
But... That's it for right now. We'll be back later with more movies when we get time to watch some.
Yeah.
Peace.
Bye.
At last it has arrived. The return of the great thriller. The winner of the Fanta Festival Special Award, Lucio Fulci. Which dark mystery is hidden behind the monuments of the Eternal City? Who's killing those innocent girls? Why are their dead bodies filmed? And why can't the police find any evidence apart from those grim videotapes? Which is the link with the serial killer that scattered death in America and that the FBI calls the video killer? Which bloodline ties the strange figures of an esoteric Rome to the filming of a video clip? Who really is the mysterious and fascinating Stefania Stella? And which is the terrible secret rising from Alex Ritt's past? The new revelation, Stefania Stella. Rick Genazzi, Ugo Pagliai, David Warbeck, Alida Valli, Leo Daniel, Giorgio Albertazzi, Ciccio Ingrassia, Linnea Quigley, Angus Scrimm, and in their last great appearance, Rossano Brazzi and Donald Pleasance as Professor Robinson, with special effects by the Academy Award winner Steve Johnson in a never-ending thriller. Stefania Di Giandomenico presents Fatal Frames, directed in music by Al Festa. The extreme limit of fear.
And here we are again.
Uh-huh.
I guess we can talk about this movie that we just watched, The Barn.
Since it's fresh in our mind.
Yeah. It's pretty good. I wouldn't say it's great, but I mean, it was a pretty good...
It's watchable.
...story and... The effects were pretty good for this type of low budget movie. So.
And the young people, the kids in it weren't overly obnoxious, I didn't think.
No, not too bad.
Where you just hated them.
Yeah.
They were a little dorky, but...
Yeah, I mean...
I liked it. The only thing I had a problem with, it seemed to just drag a little bit in spots.
Well, especially during the...
I didn't understand the word of that.
It wasn't words. It was... But it kind of dragged near the end, didn't it? So, I mean...
I think they stretched out, like, trying to defeat the evil. They stretched that out too long.
Yeah. I watched another movie yesterday. It was off Amazon Prime. It was called Nuts.
Was that what it was called?
Yeah. It's based on a true story, which there's a lot of stuff that's kind of interesting. This guy...
It's a cartoon.
Well, it's got video, pictures, and then, yeah, there's animation. Mm-hmm. They, what did they say? This guy was trying to cure impotency and, you know, what other issues with, he was taking goat testicles or goat glands and putting them in men's testicles.
Oh, I thought you told me he was giving them goat testicles.
No, well, that's what I thought too, but.
I was trying to tell my coworkers about this.
No, it was a gland.
Okay. I'll have to correct
that. And then the guy, he went to some, he did all this in this no-name town in Kansas. Then he, for some reason, thought he would just, you know, radio was just starting, or at least getting larger by then. So he had like the biggest, I mean, well, he could broadcast all over the country from Kansas. And he would have, like, music, and then he would talk about, you know, health and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then they would actually prescribe medicine. He would do it over the radio, and they showed, like, these pharmacies or drugstores that actually said they would fill this guy's... Yeah. And the precursor to the FCC didn't like that.
Well, I bet they did.
Didn't like his radio station, so they, at some point they got it closed down, so he relocated down by Mexico, and on the Mexico side, he built, like, the largest and most powerful radio station in the world at that time, and he could broadcast all over the country, in other countries, like 13 countries.
Uh-huh.
And he lived on the Texas side, and then he would call in, and then he would have his radio show, and he would talk and have his little talks.
I didn't know what next he was watching. I walked in the bedroom, and there's this animation going on. I'm like, what in the world are you watching?
I mean, definitely, I would suggest, you know, anybody who's interested in, I would say this would probably appeal to more people than just people who like documentaries, but it is, you know,
people that like weird,
and it's true, it's all true stuff. So
I'd never heard it.
No,
what was this guy's name again?
I think it was J.R. Brinkley.
Okay, but the documentary was called Nuts.
Yeah, Nuts,
and it's on Amazon Video. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, I won't give away any more, even though it, but I mean, it's, of course, that, you know, putting glands in people to make them have kids is, kind of crazy.
Look how many people they
thought they, I mean, evidently it was a good placebo effect because all these people would had kids and stuff. But, and then we watched, this earlier tonight, we watched the new HD transfer of popcorn.
Yeah, which it might be slightly better, in my opinion, to the to a DVD release, but of course Steve said he didn't think the DVD release was widescreen. I'd have to double check.
Well, I mean, on obviously this is a you know, Synapse is not some
run it to go. No, it's not a fly by night.
And they spent probably a lot of time on this, but I mean, yeah, I think it looks relatively good. I mean, there was details. I saw people I could recognize in the back, you know, bit players, and I recognized.
And it really, I think the highlight for me was, like, there were some scenes on the DVD and the VHS that were so dark that you really couldn't make out a lot of stuff. In this version, you could make it out now. And this was a movie that was one of my favorites after it came out, and for years after it, I still like, you know, watching it occasionally when I get in the mood, and today I was in the mood to watch it. Thankfully, I didn't watch it without Steve, because he wanted us to watch it together today, so.
And we got the new HD version of Anemia.
Enigma?
Enigma, whatever the fuck it's called. So.
A Fulci movie.
Yeah.
But it's, to me, it's not your typical Fulci movie.
Well, it's got a snail rape scene in it, doesn't it?
I think so, but it's not, you know, it doesn't really have to do with, like, zombies or...
No, it's got that great song. I forgot what her name is.
I forget.
But it's got a great song about, you know, that Fulci tribute. CD that came out a long time ago.
And I think it was probably like Fulci's answer to Carrie or something.
I don't know. Like a little bit like Carrie, a little bit like, I don't know, Flashdance for some reason, I think.
Flashdance?
Well, there was dance or some shit in it, but I don't know. Well,
maybe there was.
But I might squeeze another movie in tonight, but it's hard to say.
I don't know. Steve did a lot of yawning, so.
But. We'll be back after something or other.
Mark of the Devil. The desecration of human mammals less than 300 years ago.
It's your sacred duty to tell us the truth. Confess that you've been guilty of witchcraft.
Tortures pitting human appendages against the strength of cold, brutal steel. The rack, the claw, the tongs. Devices that made death a welcomed pleasure. Every torture device authentic, actually used at one time. Mark of the Devil. Positively the most horrifying film ever made. Guaranteed to upset your stomach. This city is now being flooded with stomach distress bags. No one will be allowed in the theater auditorium without these free bags. Also available at the theater box office. Mark of the Devil. All ages admitted. Parental guidance suggested.
All right, we're back. I'm not sure if we talked about Lady Terminator, but we did a commentary for that.
That was a crazy movie.
And that was, it's an Indonesian movie, kind of ripped off Terminator. No robots, just
kind of about it. It did rip off.
Yeah. But we watched the new Blu-ray transfer of The Pit.
Has anybody really heard of that movie?
I mean, I recognize it, but I never watched it, and then, yeah.
I think I rented it or something.
It's pretty, I wouldn't call it, it had some boobs in it, but not enough to make it any better.
It's too long.
Yeah, and the kid's really annoying with the big nose.
Well, all the kids are annoying in it.
Yeah.
And it's not really what I'd call a great horror movie.
No.
What's it rated?
Oh, I think it was rated R.
Okay. Well, it had, boobs.
It had a lot of tits. Or at least two or three tits.
It showed three.
Yeah. But, I'm going to watch the new Blu-ray transfer of Slaughterhouse Rock. I know when I rented this on VHS, I liked it a lot. And actually, still I have it on VHS. That's one of the VHS's I bought. I think I gave like $12 for it. God, what a freaking idiot. But
I didn't say that.
But anyway, here, we're going to watch this and we'll be back.
Wow.
Short.
You know, we talked about nightmares and the nightmares that I have, my insecurity dreams and nightmares I give, you know, the people come and tell me about. We talked of how I feel like I'm an assassin sometimes, you know. I load up my car, go places and kill people. Of all the people that I've killed in movies, and the little monsters and things I created, well, they're here. Some of those people that I've killed are up in my attic, you know. Their bodies, their foam latex and fiberglass bodies, and the creatures that I've done are all around me, you know. I don't know, I guess a nightmare that I haven't had is, now what would happen if I'm lying in bed some night and all these people that I've killed off decide to come back and take their revenge? Are you wondering what might happen in that case? Well, I'll be ready for them.
All right, sweetheart. So, is that the first time you've seen Slaughterhouse Rock?
I believe so, yes.
And I don't think you were too impressed, right?
It was okay. It just seemed to...
It won awards, Dana. If you check the poster, it said it won awards.
What awards?
Some awards.
The World Fantasy Award or something?
Something.
Okay. No, it wasn't horrible. It just kind of seemed to trudge along a little bit.
Trudge?
Till it got towards the later half.
Trudge. I don't know that. What's that word mean?
Just kind of, it was slowly going along. And
trudge means slowly.
It was a super slow burn.
Slow burn. Yeah. Trudge means slow burn.
Well, in my terminology.
All right. First of all, the movie's the first time I've seen it in widescreen and, I have the VHS, but man, it looked good. I mean, so it was pretty cool to see it. And then, of course, I hadn't seen this movie in probably 5 to 7, 8 years. So, but yeah, I mean, I will agree that it's not awesome, but it's pretty good. And,
it wasn't horrible. It's watchable.
And then it's funny because Tony Basil's in it. She plays a ghost, and she, like, every scene she's in is she's wearing a different outfit. And I told Dana it reminded me. She certain parts of like Lady Gaga and also
sometimes
Madonna.
Like Madonna, yeah.
With the cone bra thing, but yeah, it's
the synopsis for the movie said that she was a heavy metal singer.
Well, that's one of the things about this movie is the music was done by Devo, which at that point in the late 80s was not really a big, they weren't a big band. I mean, as far as I know, the only song I ever heard was Whip It.
Yeah,
I mean,
I was going to say, aren't they the ones that did the Whip It song?
But there is a song in there that I liked. Tony Basil was doing the vocals on it. I taped it off the VHS when I had all my big stereo and put it on cassette.
Well, that was awesome for sure. Yeah. Right then.
But if anybody's interested in it, I would say check it out. Of course, it is a Code Red, but you can get it from Diabolik. At least you're going to get it.
Speaking of Diabolik, I'm getting a couple of things about Monday from... I'm getting Don't Go in the House and Happy Hell Night. If you have to ask me what Happy Hell Night is, you need to go watch that movie.
Didn't we do a commentary for that?
Yep. We
sure did. Well, I could put that on the Roku channel if we rip it good.
I think I put it together so I could
probably... I watched...
It's got Al Clover on it.
As most things do. It's an Italian apocalyptic movie. But, we're watching like an old Joe Bob Monster Vision.
Last Call.
But I wasn't going to watch it. I was just putting it on something to watch for. But, so last night I watched a something, and it, of course, something. And it was
a Manuel movie.
Well, no, it had Laura Gemser. It was Black Cobra Woman.
Oh, Black Cobra Woman.
Which, when you watch the movie, doesn't make a whole... I mean, there's snakes, but Jack Palance is in it, and he's like... He sees her, and he kind of says, you can come live with me, and I'll take care of you, and then there's no strings. So she comes, and then...
she don't have to have sex with him.
She's kind of like a... I mean, she's pretty, kind of almost like a lesbian.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, wackiness ensues. So I
just heard that crazy music coming from the bedroom. So.
It's crazy. Right, Dana?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. But, yeah, it's kind of, I mean, there's a lot of nudity in it, so that helps out a lot. And Joe D'Amato, well, her boobs are amazing on her skinny frame.
Whatever.
It is. She's a
Henry Frogger.
Yeah, Frogger, Ribbit. So she was awesome looking, but you know, it was all right movie. But earlier today I watched that Snake Queen from the.
How was that?
Yeah, it was all right. It was.
I had to work today, so I didn't get to watch.
It was. It was all right. It's. We saw something on it. The Mondo Macabre had a documentary on the Lady Terminator DVD, and it.
Oh yeah.
Showed that with Suzanne. That was her name.
Oh yeah, they kept talking about her.
So I watched that, and it was kind of weird because the framing was really strange on it, but. But it was as goofy as an Indonesian early 80s movie was going to be, I guess. So, snakes and half snakes and half a woman.
Half snake, half woman?
Yeah.
Is that chick a hooker?
I don't know, Dana.
Okay.
Then, just a few minutes ago, we finished up watching Enigma, the late 80s Fulci movie, which is out on Blu-ray as well. Really, I won't say this movie is, some of his movies are really super bad. This is just kind of bad. It has some...
But it's watchable.
Yeah, I guess so. It has some... It's kind of a rip-off of Patrick.
And Carrie, too.
A little bit, but... I don't know. It's just a weird movie. I didn't, I forgot the ending. So when the ending came, I was like, wow, that's strange.
I missed the ending.
The transfer looks really good, which the DVD looks good. So, and then the Blu-ray that came out recently from 88 Films, I think, had like a documentary extra with about Fulci in the 80s, which I really like to see. I got the one about Joe D'Amato.
Yeah.
From like Beyond Darkness Blu-ray that they put out. They put out Absurd as well on Blu-ray, which probably looks really good. Darren Burroughs got that one. He showed a picture with that.
Well, maybe I need to get Steve some.
Yeah, well. Anyway. So I'm going to try to watch this French horror movie called Revenge of the Living Dead Girls.
I thought you said French horror film.
Yeah, it's got French horrors and motorcycles and
weird
lighthouse shapes. Looking things. Windmill
and
looking
somebody
thing.
Somebody that looks like they're from Nailgun Massacre.
Yeah. So, we'll be back after we watch some more movies and whatnot.
Bye.
Meow.
Now, from Cavalcante, the man who brought you Dr. Zhivago, comes a totally new motion picture experience. A journey into the bizarre, terrifying world of the psychosexual mind. Torso. It saturates the screen with terror.
I've called you here today for a good reason. What do you have here? Fragments of cloth.
Is one of these students a psychosexual killer?
Barbarously murdered just 1 week ago.
Or are they just playing erotic games? Not so innocent erotic games. Eager to test the limits of pleasure. A killer is stalking.
Well, that's a real good start. Why do all hang-ups come my way? Honey, even if you're queer or impotent, you're paying the price I charge just the same.
A psychosexual killer is stalking.
Son of a bitch!
What's up?
That guy was spying on us.
Sean, what do we care if he was? Come back, Sean.
A killer who takes his pleasure differently. Torso. It saturates the screen with terror. Torso. A gripping motion picture about a killer's perverted hunger aroused to an animal frenzy. Torso. It saturates the screen with terror.
Couch. So, I watched one movie at, well, not at home. It's on Netflix. I watched Frailty again.
Which, it's been a while since I've seen it, but I agree that that's a really good movie.
Yeah, it was a lot, you know, I hadn't seen it since it, I think I saw it in the theater, and that's the last time I seen it in full, so yeah, definitely check that out if you got Netflix. If you haven't seen it in a while or never seen it, Bill Paxton's only movie he directed, and he's in it. And Matthew McConaughey, Powers Booth. It's really good.
It's got a lot of good people in it.
And then last night, I would call last night kind of a wash as far as movies that we watched. Dark Sanity. Off Amazon Prime Video.
They wear the Amazon Prime videos.
This was a VHS rip for damn sure. It looked horrible, and the movie itself was
the husband in there. Yeah, there's beating to death. He was such a turd.
And then people being afraid of cats. And
there was all kinds of weirdos. And the touchy-feely husband of the neighbor lady.
Yeah. But and then Otto Ray showed up.
Oh, gosh. They say, I've read, never watch a movie with Otto Ray in it because they're all awful.
No, not all of them. The, what, Cover Girl Murders, or is that what it's called?
I don't
Cover know. Girls. Centerfold Girls.
Oh.
Something like that. With.
Oh, I think you mentioned that.
Yeah, with Tiffany Bolin and I think Andy Prine is in it. I like that. He's in that. But.
Yeah, but I can tell you, if it had Andrew Prine and Tiffany Bolin in it, it had to be better than some of the stuff.
The next one I watched, I hadn't seen before, and it's about almost 10 years old. It's called Killer Movie.
Ugh.
It's got, like...
I hated this movie.
It's got the... I guess one of the guys from Vampire Diaries, and then it's got the blonde chick from Big Bang Theory, which is pretty hot. She's always dressed up in little things and
little short skirts.
She's saying all the like fuck and cunt. Not that, for some reason that's kind of hot.
I don't know why that's hot to you.
And then also it's either she's got an expression on her face, or it's just her face is kind of goofy looking if you just stare at it for a while. But anyway, that it was okay. It was a slasher. I don't know. It was okay. I mean, I could figure out who was doing it before the end, but it was all right. But, you know, I don't know if anybody...
See, I think I forgot who was doing it.
Well, that's good. That's the way I do. Sometimes I'll watch something, and either I fall asleep before the end, or
I forget. Yeah, I don't think I need to watch it again, though,
because
I don't like it that
I'm surprised it never got a release to theater, because, I mean, it seemed like it... But, you know, I don't know. Whatever.
It didn't get released theaters because it's...
There's a lot of movies that go with theaters. That,
well, I agree.
And then I watched Uwe LaMalle's 1987 crime movie, Overkill.
It's kind of...
Where the guy looks like Magnum P.I. About a half an hour in, his partner gets killed, and so he teams up with a Japanese guy, and he likes to cut off body parts of the bad guys, and
the Japanese guy. Then?
Yeah, he'll just like he'll sneak in with a samurai sword and chop someone's ear off, and then run away. Okay. At least that's the way it seems like.
I guess I missed that part.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And I heard Steve laughing a lot in here.
Well, because they was just like, my partner died, and that guy goes, stuff happens. I mean, he's like,
oh my God, shit happens.
I mean, it's just like, whatever.
Let's go cut people's ears off.
So, yeah, no nudity.
Steve kept hoping, but...
I keep hoping. Well, there's male... Well, yeah, there's one time... about an hour in, they're trying to fight the Yakuza, and then somebody just says, hey, you know, the Yakuza's... you know, they're controlling the male strip clubs. And he goes, huh. And next thing you know,
he's in the strip club.
He's up there dancing, jiggling his ass. And it's like, man, this motherfucker was a fucking Chippendales turned actor, apparently, I guess. That's just my guess. Because every scene has to have him with his shirt open, with his hairy abs, and his and no sleeves.
And the Tom Selleck look, kind
of. Yeah. But... anyway.
It was good to laugh at.
And then finally I watched a movie I bought years ago from Severin. It's In the Land of Cannibals. It's from director Michael Martin, or Martin Miller. Or
otherwise known as Bruno Mattei.
I thought it was going to be, it should have been Vincent Dawn.
Yeah.
Because that's the best name. But yeah, it's a Bruno Mattei, late Bruno Mattei.
Before he died?
Well, like late. In the 2000s, Bruno Mattei. And it looked like it was shot on video.
And Bruno Mattei was still stealing stuff from other movies, like whole scenes.
Well, they did show a lot. This is I heard him talking about this movie at the Severin table, and he said it was just, they stole a lot from Predator, but then used cannibals instead of the Predator.
Well, which, I thought they stubbed a lot from Cannibal Holocaust with, like, the military guys being the predator part.
Yeah, I don't know, but anyway.
There were whole scenes that could have been ripped right from Cannibal Holocaust.
Well, I mean, when you're dealing with cannibals, a lot of things are going to... But anyway, it was... there was a couple scenes, one particular scene that was really cut, but cut from Predator. But
the chopper scene?
No, the guy, like when, God dang it, Carl Weathers gets his arm cut off, mm-hmm. and then the dude gets his arm cut off the same way, except they couldn't pay for the machine gun firing for some reason. But anyway... It, not hardly any gore. They usually just kind of like...
it wasn't like...
When they're stabbing somebody and cutting them up, you just see it from up perspective. You don't see any of the...
This guy got his foot or whatever cut off. They had to cut it off.
Yeah, but they... I mean, they just really... but anyway, it was a really low budget, obviously. But, you know, it wasn't terrible. But it's probably something I ain't going to revisit for quite a while.
It was entertaining, though.
But... And then, Dana, you want to talk about some of the Blu-rays that you received in the last week or two? Because you've been getting them, racking them in.
Whatever. Hold on a second.
Oh, she has to go get the stack.
No.
Yeah. She's got like five or six coming in.
No, I got these two, and then there's one that I've already took back there.
Oh, these two and one more? That's three.
Okay. So the first two I got... Steve said I didn't need to get, but what does Steve know? But
apparently nothing.
Well, about what Blu-rays I need. But anyway, I got Don't Go in the House, that was put out by Scorpion. So it has better stuff.
I like that cover better.
I don't. I like the one that... Now Steve's screwing
I'm trying to fix it, woman.
But anyway, Scorpion put this one out, and I got this one from Diabolic. And the transfer, like I've said about a lot of these releases, is probably the best Don't Go in the House is ever going to look. But the thing is, this is supposed to be uncut for the first time ever. I'm not saying they're lying. There's some... I guess extended scenes.
They are lying.
No.
You said it's not uncut, and it's got extra scenes, but they cut some stuff out.
It's got extra scenes, but this print that they got with the extended scenes must have had the word bitches replaced with witches.
Why would you do that?
And faggot replaced with nutcase. So I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. I guess you'd have to ask the guys at Scorpion, or the main guy at Scorpion, who is Bill Lobson's brother. I forgot what his name is. But anyway, this is a pretty decent, like, 1980... You can't really call it a slasher. Oh, and the other thing that I noticed that was different, the title card on this... print is The Burning. Now, how they got away with calling that The Burning, I don't know, unless this come out slightly before.
I think that
the
Crotchy name.
Burning.
To me, it's more of a version of Maniac, because it has the same kind of things as Maniac. Because I mean, he's hearing voices.
Yeah, but Joe Spinell didn't burn them, did he?
That has nothing to do with it. He's killing women, so he's, you know, I'm
because
just saying.
Because he was abused, and I think Joe Spinell's character was abused.
I'm just saying that, it's not, whatever fuck Maniac is, this is the same thing. As far as the same themes.
Okay, I got you, the abuse thing.
Well, I wasn't even caring about the abuse. I'm just saying some crazy guy hearing voices and killing women.
And there are... couple of extra features on it. There's a brand new interview with the co-star Robert Aust, which that's not his name.
Robert
really.
Loggia.
It's Robert Carnegie or something. But he...
I've been to his hall.
Okay. Anyway, there's a new interview with him. And there's a brand new featurette, Ghost Hunting the Strauss Mansion with Greg
Papillon. So they go around with the...
The guy that's head of the Historical Society that helped buy this mansion where they filmed the movie, most of the movie, is also a ghost hunter. And so he brings groups there and they do, they got all their equipment and stuff. And there's also another brand new featurette, Don't Go in the House, again, a tour of the Strauss Mansion. And it is, if anybody goes up to New Jersey where the Strauss Mansion is, they do give tours of it. So if you're up that way, you might want to contact the Historical Society to see if you can go on a tour of it. The original trailer's on here. There's an alternate title card. There's reversible cover art, which Steve says he likes the new cover art better than the old, but I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
There's also ported over audio commentary with Dan Grimaldi, who was the star of it, and he also went on to be in The Sopranos as well. I forgot who he played on The Sopranos, but...
He wasn't Big Pussy. He was
that was that Vincent Pastore.
He was Little Pussy.
I don't think so. I don't think there was anybody told me. And this
he was Big Taint.
Steve, okay, whatever. I do think this is a decent movie to watch. It's not one of those... Some people might call it crappy, low-budget stuff, but I think it's worth watching at least once if you've not seen
it. It's not New York, but there is some sleazy stuff, and it's a sleazy movie. And it definitely gives you the feel of like that time period and near around New York. So to me, I don't know about I don't even worry about the budget on those because they it looks fine to me.
It does.
It's not like they're using fucking miniature like match cars trying to cause a car wreck. I mean, so that's the least of the drawbacks, if any.
Does list this as unrated, but I will tell you, I did not recall seeing any extra carnage. There's no extra burning women.
Your Honor, I do not recall.
And I don't think that they lingered on the one burning that you actually see. Okay. So the other one I got from Diabolik, which Steve said I really didn't need. I'm going to talk about that one in a little bit. I didn't get that one from Diabolik. The other one I got from Diabolik was Happy Hill Night.
Oh, yeah, that looked good. The transfer, I saw part of it.
The transfer is awesome, but don't expect to have a whole bunch of extras. Like, there were a whole bunch of new extras for Don't Go in the House. Of course, Scorpion put it out, but Olsen's crazy brother, Bill Olsen.
You think I should be friends with Baroness Connor Noble?
No.
She asked me to be her friend.
Not really.
Come on, she looks legit.
Yeah.
Look, she says she lives in Lewisport, Kentucky.
I don't think so. There's nobody that lives in Lewisport that looks like that.
I think she's legit. I want to add her.
Are you serious?
No, I'm not adding her.
Anyway, back to my movie. Old Bill Olsen's Code Red put out Happy Hell Night. So even though the transfer looks awesome, nothing to complain about there. The only extra you really have, I think, is the trailer for Happy Hell Night. So if you don't mind paying about $25 for it and not getting any extras except a trailer, but you get an excellent transfer. What book?
It's called Who Stole My Butt Plug by Willie Stroker.
Oh, that's nice. I'm going to go back to talking about my movie. So the last Blu-ray I got recently, I got from Amazon, and this one just come out, I think. It's Slaughterhouse with Buddy Bacon on it, and Steve said he didn't need the extras. He had a high-def version of this movie. I think this movie came out in 1987.
Yeah, it came out in the late 80s.
And I believe this was one that my family rented.
Your family, you got together as a family and watched it?
We did! we would get
together. Is there nudity in this?
Possibly.
You don't remember? You just watched it another day ago.
No, I didn't.
All right, did you know there's a drink called the Crystal Lake, Camp Crystal Lake? It's
you told me about that.
Two parts Crystal Head Vodka, one part Blackberry Schnapps.
That's the part I don't like.
And you top it with Crystal Pepsi.
Yeah.
All right, back to your program in progress.
But Steve's talking about my family getting together and watching movies like this. His mom got I Spit on Your Grave and brought it home for the family to watch because she thought it was a comedy.
Yeah, I mean, didn't that name scream comedy?
I don't think so.
You asked my mom?
Yeah, but did she even look at the box for it?
Dana, I have no idea what happened in
1984. Okay. Well, anyway, Steve had the ultimate honor of watching a rape revenge movie with his family. So, anyway, there are a whole lot of extras on this release.
There's too many.
You get a newly scanned and restored in 2K from the 35mm interpositive. There's commentary with the director and the producer and the production designer. There's a new video interview with the lead actress, the brunette, or she appears to be a brunette.
The one that's kind of a stunt woman now?
Yeah, Sherry Bendorf Lee.
Bendover Flea?
No, Bendorf Lee. She must have got married and Lee's her last name now. Making a low-budget indie featurette with Rick Roessler, so he was the director. Producing Slaughterhouse, interview with the producer. Then there's archival interviews with the director and the producer from the 1999 release. And then there's this funny little thing, epilogue, 30 years after the slaughter. They tell you what happened after 30 years after Slaughterhouse. They do it like a movie, newsreel footage. There's a radio interview featurette from 1987. Local news coverage from the premiere. There's behind-the-scenes featurette. There's outtakes. There's a no-smoking Slaughterhouse snipe, which I think Steve would enjoy that. He needs to watch that. Multiple theatrical trailers, TV and radio spots, a shooting script gallery, reversible cover art, and, of course, they list the subtitles as a special feature, but I don't really think so. But overall, pretty packed release. I have yet to actually watch it and see what the transfer looks like, so I can't comment on that just yet. But
you're not able to comment?
I'm unable
to. No comment?
I can't comment because I don't want to comment on what it looks like without seeing it.
Are you taking the fifth?
Yeah. And this was put out by Vinegar Syndrome, by the way, which has always has the little logo of the woman and the yellow going up her leg, which I'm guessing that's supposed to be vinegar. It always looked like the chick was peeing on her leg, so
You're so gross.
Well, I'm sorry. That's what I think. I'm not saying Vinegar Syndrome doesn't put out good releases.
All right, we finished?
Yeah.
Great.
For now. Oh, and I did get the complete series of Married with Children at Best Buy for $27.
How's that fizzy freeze you're drinking?
That's not a fizzy freeze.
You're holding like a fizzy freeze.
It's a Mountain Dew.
It's a fizzy freeze. They got fizzy freezes.
And for anybody that's looking for an Echo Dot and can't find one online,
you need to go to Best Buy.
Go to Best Buy. They have Echo Dots.
Because, you need to use an Echo Dot because, you know, you're going to be cool like Dana.
I'm not saying I'm cool. I just like it and I use it. It don't have anything to do with being cool. I know I'm not cool.
You're having a relationship with it when I'm not here, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm hungry.
Tell me I'm pretty, Alexa. You are pretty. Tell me I'm pretty, Alexa.
Sorry, I didn't understand the question I heard.
Alexa, am I good looking?
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Fuck you, Alexa. Damn it. right, we'll be back after something or other.
It said Bebe was an eye of the beholder.
She ain't got no eyes.
Yeah, she does, the eye eyes.
Bleh.
Has a nice place here.
I hope you're hungry. I've got a ton of food in there.
Sure.
Yeah, I didn't know you played the piano.
I don't.